years couldn't get it done. Must repeal and replace Obamacare. Sanders said the two men spoke by phone yesterday. USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
Jobless claims taking a jump last month. Chris Barnes with more.
The Labor Department reporting that 244,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the previous week's revised total, and a few thousand above what experts were predicting. The biggest jumps in initial claims were in Iowa, Delaware, and Washington, and the sharpest declines were in Michigan, Missouri, and California. I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal prosecutors are asking that a psychological profile of the Pulse gunman's widow be kept secret. WESH is reporting the request was made this week in order to safeguard what is termed sensitive information regarding Noor Salman. However, those details could eventually become public during Salman's trial for obstructing an investigation and aiding Islamic terrorist Omar Mateen in last year's Orlando nightclub attack that left 49 people dead. A group of transgender soldiers are now suing President Trump. They're claiming his block on transgender serving in the military is unconstitutional. USA Radio News.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
A big day today in law enforcement history as one of the most notorious serial killers was arrested 40 years ago today.
It started with a couple being shot in July of 1976 in the Bronx. David Berkowitz then targeted younger couples in Queens and Brooklyn with a .44 caliber gun, striking fear into the entire city.
People became really afraid that even though it's a big city, that this man could strike anywhere.
John Keenan was chief of detectives at the time. Before Berkowitz's arrest on August 10, 1977, the Yonkers man sent a letter to police referring to himself as the Son of Sam. After admitting to killing six people, Berkowitz said the dog of his neighbor named Sam told him to kill. The now 64-year-old is serving six consecutive life sentences.
Arizona Senator John McCain releasing a video thanking supporters after his diagnosis with brain cancer.
The Arizona Republican has been battling brain cancer, but he's been touched by the outpouring of support. Senator John McCain put out a video on Facebook to express his gratitude.
Thanks for your letters. Thanks for your phone calls. Thanks for the outpouring of affection. Even those that want me to die don't want me to die right away, so that's good.
McCain has been back in Arizona undergoing treatment since going to Capitol Hill to vote against GOP health care legislation.
Football fans, rejoice. The NFL preseason gets underway tonight. The Bears will be taking on the Broncos. The Dolphins, Falcons, Vikings, Bills, Ravens, Redskins, Patriots, and Jaguars also in action. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I have to put out a bit... A wee bit of a warning right now. I got a sinking suspicion that I just might lose my temper and I might start getting really loud and yelling. Hey, listen, I admit that I've grown in the radio business over the years. Way back in the day, it was close to 18 years ago. When I started this program, I used to yell a lot. And, I have to try to tone it down. I'm very passionate about the things that we discuss here on the program. I'm passionate because they affect my clients. They affect the people that I love. They affect my family. They affect this country. For whatever, I have a difficult time putting them in a little box and a little compartment and discussing them because I'm emotional about this stuff. I care about this stuff. I am, I'm beside myself right now. I mean, I left the Republican Party over 10 years ago, well over 10 years ago because they never do what they say they're going to do. And it's interesting is that they're all still there. I ask members of the Republican Party to come on my program and defend themselves, and they don't. They don't want to be bothered. I've had them on, and they've gotten very angry because they thought I was going to throw softball questions because I'm a fellow conservative. I don't know how they could call me a fellow conservative because I act on my conservatism and my libertarian beliefs, and they lie about theirs. We had a major, major failure by the Republican Party when it comes to Obamacare. The party is a joke. It's a joke. Each and every one of them ran on repealing Obamacare and replacing it, and they had nothing. And no, I am not going to just blame this failure on Congress. I'm going to blame the president as well. There's a montage that I pulled up this past week of Barack Obama lying about Obamacare. And it went over 5 minutes long in bits that were no more than 5 to 7 seconds. That's how many appearances he made. He went on a barnstorming tour out there to sell what he wanted. I mean, I'll remind you, I mean, they had it. They had Congress, they had the White House then, but he still went out and put the work in. Donald Trump has not put the work in. He did when he was running. He outworked Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt about that at all. Is he doing it now? No, he's going on vacation. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he say that he wasn't going to go on vacation? But anyway, let's put that aside. You have to take a look at this and you get to understand my frustration and anger. Also with the liars in the mainstream media. They're the worst. They're the worst people on the planet. They lie all the time. They have a narrative. They have the gall to call themselves journalists. They're not journalists. They're liars. They're propagandists. They're PR people. That's all they are. It was their job to keep Obamacare going, because if Obamacare disappeared, then Barack Obama's legacy is over. He's got nothing else. Got nothing else. What are they going to? They're going to look to the Lilly Ledbetter Act as this great achievement? He'd have 8 years of nothing. So they did everything to defend it. Pumped out story after story after story about how great Obamacare is. Now, all of a sudden, magic. All of a sudden, the media is reporting that Obamacare is unsustainable. Holy shnikes. Last Saturday, New York Times ran a story that began, Republicans have failed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Now, can it be repaired? Can it be repaired? No. Some things, people, are just unfixable. Sorry. You can't fix a Ponzi scheme. You can keep the Ponzi scheme going, but you can't fix it. Obamacare was going to fail from the get-go. You know, so pathetic about this is all these other government Ponzi schemes out there. These Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. They've survived for decades. This Ponzi scheme, this government Ponzi scheme is so bad. It didn't even make it to 10 years. For crying out loud. What a piece of garbage. Can it be repaired? Let me try to equate this to the financial world. Can it be repaired? Bernie Madoff's investment firm is imploding. Can it be repaired? Sure it can. Not repaired. It can be kept afloat. You just pour money into it. That's not repairing something. You're not fixing the problem. You're just pouring more money into it. If you've got a boat with a hole in it, you can bail the water out and keep bailing and keep bailing and keep bailing and keep bailing and keep bailing, but there's still a hole in the boat. I want to remind everybody, New York Times, just up to a couple days ago, said this. This is from the Investor's Business Daily. They put this out. Quoting the Times, growing evidence suggests that the markets are far from collapse. Several recent analysis argue that this year's increase was a market correction and that a smoother market would follow in the years ahead. What? Where did you get your information from? What analysis? It's not possible. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 10. They added that many insurers have been struggling to make money, but now seem closer to breaking even. What? Where? That sentence is not even close to being true, and yet they printed it in the New York Times. You know that Paul Krugman did an op-ed piece this past week and said that Barack Obama was far more truthful than Republicans in the Obamacare debate. What? Yeah, Another Times article from a few months back quoted Gary Claxton, a vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation, saying that things are getting better. In fact, we were told that the only reason the Obamacare markets were struggling was because Republican repeal threats were creating uncertainty. What do you mean? What does that even mean? How can uncertainty still doesn't mess with a simple math and mathematical formulas? It's nuts. Now the Times is saying that even people who rely on its coverage agree that it still has big problems. Hey, let's go to Reuters. Reuters published a story the day after the Senate repeal votes failed, reporting that hundreds of U.S. Counties are at risk of losing access to private health care in 2018 as insurers consider pulling out of those markets in the coming months. This information has been available for months now. But there was no interest to Reuters up until now because the repeal efforts have collapsed. If everything was getting better, why would insurers be thinking about leaving? CNN Money waited until a Saturday after the vote went away to quote Marilyn Tavener, who was Obamacare's creator in the Obama administration, and now heads the insurance industry lobby. Think about that for a second. The insurance industry lobby. She helped create Obamacare. I want to remind everybody. Imagine if Barack Obama ran on what we're going to do, fix insurance in this country, is we're going to give insurance companies a lot of money. We're just going to give them a lot of taxpayer money. We're going to bail them out. He would have he would have lost to McCain. But, and I don't know if he would have lost. There's a lot of dumb people who voted for him. But think about that for a second. For years, all Democrats did was, insurance companies are evil, and they're evil. And now we're pouring money into them. Marilyn Tavener, and I quote, "The status quo is not sustainable." Now what do we got? We got repeals off the table. And now guess what? Donald Trump is saying we're not going to give money. Oh, we've been giving it to it. We've been giving insurance company money. That's right. Giving them money. Tom Price, Health and Human Services, has been continuing to write those checks. Donald Trump has threatened to cut the money off. What do Republicans do? Lamar Alexander. What did Lamar Alexander do? He wants to get together with Chuck Schumer and find ways where he can take more of our money, and give it to insurance companies. Keep the Ponzi scheme afloat. This is the Obamacare bailout. You see, this is the problem with this country right now. I make fun of the millennials and the whole snowflake bit and safe spaces, but let's be honest, most of the country wants their safe space. Yeah. Republicans don't want to do the hard work. They don't want to do the heavy lifting. They don't want to deal with facts and the truth. They just want to continue to give people free stuff. They want to continue to hand out money. We're $20 trillion in debt. We're still running deficits. Hey, I guess you know what Republicans are going to vote for in September? They're going to vote for keeping the budget going, continuing resolution, and they're going to vote to increase the debt ceiling. They're going to do both of those things in September. Isn't it great to have conservatives in charge? Well, you tell me, what is the difference between the donkey and the elephant? Somebody want to let me know what the difference is. Abortion? I'm calling on my listeners. Change. Go independent. Go libertarian. But if you're a conservative out there, why? Why would you be a member of the Republican Party? You've got to be out of your mind. And you know what you should do? You should call up your local party and tell them that you're leaving. Tell them why. There's no point. This is embarrassing. This is awful. And the funny thing is, everybody's premiums are going up. Yep. 20 to 50%. It is what it is. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. 1-800-471-5094, our 24-hour day help hotline. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms. There's the sound of rain on the rooftop and the game's about to start.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I want to talk a little bit about this. Again, conventional wisdom is poison. And conventional wisdom right now is telling everybody that retail is dying and retail is going away and businesses are going to fail because of Amazon. Story. As Amazon flirts with a $500 billion market cap, letting Jeff Bezos try on the title of world's richest man, on for size, only for a few hours, but Amazon's competitors, it's everything must go every day. As the bad news in the retail sector continues to pile up, with the latest Fitch report on the default rate for distressed retailers spiking again in July. I took a list at the retailers that have gone out of business, and there's a bunch of them this past year, without a doubt. But I'm sorry, okay? I, you know, there was a mall that was built. When I was a kid, in upstate New York called Crossgates Mall in Albany. And it was a state-of-the-art mall at the time. I remember going in there. There was a glass elevator in there, and that was like a big deal. I mean, that was a huge deal. Well, I remember some of the retailers that they had back when the mall opened up. A lot of them are gone. Many of them are gone for whatever reason it may be. Many times what happens to retailers is that they get this investment banker guy, private equity guy that knocks on their door, some consultant, some business consultant with a Harvard degree that tells them that they better expand and expand and expand and expand and expand, raise capital and then expand some more in order to grab market share. Anybody ever read any Aesop fables or Greek myths or any history, anything like that? I mean, the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. You go out and you borrow and you borrow and you borrow. Oh, you got to grab market share. And do all these things and it, you know, you overextend yourself. Well, gee whiz, you could be done fast. You can grab market share by putting out a good product and providing a great service and do just fine. But no, that's not how the bankers and the private equity and the hedge fund guys, that's not how they make their money. Yeah, honestly, kids, I'm tired of hearing about this nonsense. Amazon taking over the world. Do they make it more difficult? Yes. Hey, give you a little bit of advice here. Competition is good. Competition breeds excellence. I coach my son's lacrosse team, and we only schedule the best teams. We only schedule the best teams. This past summer, we went on all these tournaments all over the country. Did we win them all? Nope. Most of the games, we either won by one, lost by one. A lot of them were in overtime or came down to the last minute in the game. That makes our team stronger. So you've got to find a way. You've got to find a better way of doing business. Amazon's not going to end retail by any stretch of the imagination. And I get to be out and about and go to retail places around the country. I can walk into these things and I'm not even a super fashionista. I can see what they're doing wrong. It talks about Under Armour. I went into the Under Armour big store in Baltimore. That's where they're from. Their product was ugly. And they wonder why it's not selling well. Again, people, it's not a difficult thing to figure out. It's not new. Retail will always be there. People will still like to go out and shop. People are not going to buy everything online all the time. And either you're going to succeed in that market and you're going to bust your tail, you're going to do the right thing, or you're going to go under. But sitting and whining about it, and a lot of these CEOs doing this, oh, it's the Amazon effect. Amazon is killing us. Well, I tell you what, why don't you give people a reason to come in your store? Let me tell you something. And again, I know this is a bit of a pep talk. I'm sounding like I'm coaching right now. Nobody has bigger competition than I have. Tell you right there. Nobody's got bigger competition than Markowski. I have got to go head to head with companies that are omnipotent. Yep, that are too big to fail. I got to go head to head against Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs. They've got every politician in their pocket. They can lie, cheat, steal, do whatever they want. And never get in trouble for it. Maybe pay a fine and walk away. I don't quit. Neither should you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff available at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. 24-hour day help hotline. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We don't have any definitive answers about the source or the cause of what we consider to be incidents.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer talking to reporters about what's been called an acoustic attack on employees at the embassy in Cuba.
We can tell you that on May 23rd, the State Department took further action. We asked two officials who were accredited at the embassy of Cuba in the United States to depart the United States.
Several employees of the embassy had to come to the United States for treatment, and one reportedly has permanent hearing damage. President Trump firing another zinger at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Trump tweeted today that McConnell should, quote, get back to work and put health care, tax reform, and sweeping infrastructure bills on his desk. Trump continues to be annoyed at a comment McConnell made this week in Kentucky, where he blamed Trump and others for setting early timelines for getting big things done. You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to a survey conducted by Publicis Health, this summer, two-thirds of Americans will spend time outside without using anything to protect their skin. To combat this issue, they're teaming up with the Skin Cancer Foundation to take skin cancer education on the road with the Destination Healthy Skin RV. The 38-foot RV, customized with two private exam rooms, is traveling the country offering skin cancer prevention and early detection information, sunscreen samples, and free full-body skin cancer screenings provided by local volunteer dermatologists. The RV will spend 2 to 3 days in each community it visits. The Skin Cancer Foundation's Destination Healthy Skin program is supported in part by Publicis Health, the largest health-oriented agency network in the world. They are proud to work together with additional partners to help the Skin Cancer Foundation educate Americans about this highly preventable and treatable disease. To see if the RV is coming to a city near you, visit DestinationHealthySkin.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
It's been this past week. You know what happened? This past week, 10 years ago. 10 years ago was when James Cramer on CNBC, he went off on that rant. They know nothing. They know nothing. I've been in this business for 20 years. I know these guys and Bill Poole, he doesn't know nothing. It's never been so hard out there. Yeah, just a few weeks earlier, the Dow had hit 14,000 as a record. Anyway, why do I bring that up? Because the person in that rant that was actually delivering the rant knew nothing. Now, I'm a little tired, honestly, of this this, again, it's conventionalism. We'll call it the Great Recession. What was the worst year growth was what? Negative 2.7, 2.9? Ooh. Yeah. Was it tough out there? Was there a readjustment period? Sure. Sure. But if nobody did a damn thing, if we were able to take all of the wizards of smart who were in charge that were coming up with all these various bailouts and handouts and giveaways and all sorts of stuff, and we were to say, you know what, we're going to lock them up. We're not going to let them do a damn thing. We're going to let everything kind of settle itself down. Yeah. We'd be seeing much better growth. Oh, would there be obviously a breakdown, a correction? Sure there would. So that's natural. It was a disconnect. But guess what? Everything would have been okay. Anyway. I was going along with my little bankruptcy rant and retail rant. And I always love to talk about this stuff because, again, everyone is battling there to stay alive. I'm battling to stay alive. I'm battling to grow. That's what business is. It's competition. You go out there and you compete every single day. I'm a competitor. It's what I like to do. Would I rather be the best than the biggest? Of course, we've said that from the beginning. We've always done business that way. And do we put our clients' interest above our? I don't. Absolutely. But to me, that's true capitalism. Yeah, I've had this conversation with people because we talk about it. Now, I'm going to talk about it when we get into immigration a little bit later on in the program. Focus on the bottom line, right? Job is here. We got to focus on the bottom line, maximizing bottom line. And that's the job of the CEO. Sometimes there's a cost involved with just focusing on the current bottom line. You might sacrifice your future by doing that. Focusing on the now, the near term, rather than what you can do down the road. For example, and like I said, we'll get into this a little bit more with immigration. When companies go out there and they hire illegals, or they use H-1B and H-2B visas to pay below market rates for these workers. Who do they hurt? Well, they hurt the working people here in the United States. They help themselves. They help their own salaries. They help the 1%. They help the people that are their way up the top. But it hurts the company in the long run. You may think, oh, gee, look, they beat profit numbers again. But wouldn't it be better to make the country stronger and wealthier as a whole? Wouldn't that be better off for your company? I guess it's a different way of looking at things. And again, especially in a business like mine, businesses like mine, they don't belong being publicly traded companies. They don't. You cannot serve two masters. I have to serve my clients. I don't serve my shareholders. My shareholders are my partners, my brothers. We work together to do one thing. I'm going to listen to some shareholders going to tell me, hey, we got to do a better job on the bottom line. You're going to have to fire all those smaller clients and focus on the bigger ones. Yeah, go take a long walk off a short pier. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Get out from the big firms. We're here to help you. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. Donald Trump they put out a immigration bill this past week. Tom Cotton, David Perdue of Georgia by his side, and he put out an immigration bill. And you know what was interesting is the main focus of the population was fight, 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 fight. You know, at times I really do believe we've become the United States of Idiocracy. All anybody wanted to focus about was the fight that took place between Stephen Miller and Jim Acosta. It's like we're back in, I don't know, seventh, eighth grade with, you know, circling the fight, yelling, fight, 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 back in junior high. It's pathetic and sad. Anyway, let's take a look at this. This proposal is going to cut the number of green cards issued annually by half. It's going to end a lottery that gives people from underrepresented countries a chance to emigrate to the United States. That, to me, is just absurd. It really is. Diversity, Mr. Markowski. You got to have diversity. We do? No. No. I like this a lot. A merit-based system. That makes sense.
want to quote Donald Trump here. For decades, the U.S. has operated a very low-skilled immigration system. It has not been fair to our people, to our citizens, to our workers, the president added. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy. Holy shnikes. That somehow is, I guess, anti-immigrant and racist. No, it's not. It's intelligent. Let me tell you another big, fat, stinking lie in regards to conventional wisdom. It's a lie out there that is immigration is always a net benefit to our society. Shut up. Shut up. That is the biggest bunch of BS going. So you mean to tell me people coming into the country, living in government housing, getting free health care, getting food stamps, getting handouts and giveaways, then you got to educate their kids who don't speak English, which take away from the existing kids in the school, that's a net benefit? Go sell crazy somewhere else. No, that's not a net benefit. I am all for legal immigration. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we want to attract the world's best and brightest to come here and live? What doesn't make sense about that? You know, it bothers me. I am honest with you. Spanish, all the Spanish language radio stations, Orange is, they bother me. They annoy me. Why do they annoy me? Because they're helping to balkanize the country. There's nothing wrong with assimilation. Got a lot more in this. We're going to get to it and get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Looking forward to the
future, but my eyesight is going bad. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, I'm going to quickly do this for you. This is Mexico's immigration law. By the way, Mexico deports more illegal aliens than the United States does. Yeah. Here we go. Mexico has a single law, streamlined law, that ensures foreign visitors and immigrants are in the country legally, have the means to sustain themselves economically. That means they're able to get a job and not live off any government assistance, okay? They're not destined to be burdens on society. Again, this is Mexico. They're of economic and social benefit to society, of good character and have no criminal records, and contributors to the general well-being of the nation. The law also ensures that immigration authorities have a record of each foreign visitor. Foreign visitors do not violate their visa status. Foreign visitors are banned from interfering in the country's internal politics. Compare that to the United States. These people come to our country and then go to political rallies and protest. It's like someone coming over to your house and complaining and yelling and protesting that they don't like the color paint you chose for the wall. Foreign visitors who enter under false pretenses are imprisoned or deported. Foreign visitors violating the terms of their entry are imprisoned or deported. Those who aid in illegal immigration will be sent to prison. No problem with Mexico's immigration laws. Like them a lot. Like them a lot. This is the issue here. You got a lot of Republicans. Right? This is how our system is. Okay? A lot of Republicans that are going to say that we think that we need more immigrants. We need them in our state here to do jobs. You know what? Shame on you. I lived in Southwest Florida. I lived in a state that had migrant workers and a lot of them. And they, yeah, were illegal. Our church constantly was doing clothing, food, all sorts of drives to help out these migrant workers. You drive through the middle of the state of Florida, that's all you see is these farms. And these people live in god-awful squalor conditions. It is modern-day slavery. Pretty much. Modern day slavery. And, you know, we contribute, I contribute. I guess it makes us feel good about ourselves at church. We're helping these people out. But the reality of the situation is we haven't done anything because it's still going on. It's still going on. Why is it going on? Because it's going to help the bottom line of those farms. It's going to help the bottom line of many businesses around the country. This is why we have H-1B visas. This is why we have H-2B visas. This past summer, we cut back on the H-2B visas. And what happened? What happened? Businesses had to pay their workers more. They had to be more flexible in hours. They were actually hiring senior citizens. Do you know that the lower level jobs that are in hot in hotels, restaurants, service industry jobs are seeing one of the largest bumps in wages that they have ever seen. Why? Because they're not competing against illegals for those jobs. If it's entry-level work, if it's low-skill work, by definition, you don't need a lot of skills to perform it. So what a business is going to do is they're going to go to the lowest common denominator. They're going to hire the person that is going to work for the least amount of money. And it's not even so much about wages. It's also about FICA taxes, and it's about Obamacare and other things as well. We have still have 95 million plus Americans that are outside the labor force. Oh, it's going to cause inflation, Mr. Markowski. You're going to make the prices of our food go up. Oh, cut it out. Spare me. I see all the helicopter moms out there spending the extra money on the organic stuff that they don't even really need, for crying out. Hey, give me a break. More likely, the executives at the top might have to take some pay cuts, for crying out loud. You cannot have a competitive labor market when certain players, for certain people competing for jobs, are at automatically a lower cost than everybody else. It just doesn't work that way. And this is what we're seeing with the H-1B visas. What a ruse that is. Taking jobs of college graduates here in this country. And who's pushing for that stuff? Who's pushing for that stuff? Oh, that's right. U.S. Chamber. Silicon Valley. Big business. And a lot of Republicans. A lot of Democrats as well. Once again, they get fat checks, people. You got to understand how this works. Okay? They're getting big time checks. And they want to keep that going. We need serious immigration reform. You want to start seeing, we haven't had wage growth here in this country since 2000. You want to see it? Have a competitive marketplace. This is a step in the right direction. Do I think this is going to happen? I don't know. I think that they'll probably water the thing all the way down. The only way that this will happen is if they go out and sell it. It's like I said, it's like local campaigns. It's like almost going door to door. All those rallies that Trump held when he tried to become president, well, he better start doing them now. He better start doing them now, because I can't do all the lifting for you, Mr. President. Can't do it. Other talk radio show hosts, they can't do it either. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Just getting warmed up here on the program, believe it or not. And I've done a pretty good job of not yelling. Tried my hardest here. I don't know. I'll try to keep it going through the third hour. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We don't have any definitive answers about the source or the cause of what we consider to be incidents.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer talking to reporters about what's been called an acoustic attack on employees at the embassy in Cuba.
We can tell you that on May 23rd, the State Department took further action. We asked two officials who were accredited at the embassy of Cuba in the United States to depart the United States.
Several employees of the embassy had to come to the United States for treatment, and one reportedly has permanent hearing damage. President Trump firing another zinger at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Trump tweeted today that McConnell should, quote, get back to work and put health care, tax reform, and sweeping infrastructure bills on his desk. Trump continues to be annoyed at a comment McConnell made this week in Kentucky, where he blamed Trump and others for setting early timelines for getting big things.